Japanese mini subs used at the Pearl Harbor attack by Austin. As part of the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941, the Imperial Japanese Navy sent an attack group of submarines to surround Oahu and sink any ships attempting to flee the harbor. Five of the submarines carried top-secret mini-submarines attached to the outside of the mothership sub. These submarines, each armed with two torpedoes and carrying two members, were to penetrate inside the harbor under cover of darkness before the attack began. They were to surface and fire their torpedoes during the aerial attack, then they would dive and escape the harbor and rendezvous their mother submarines. Again, under the cover of darkness on the night of December 7th. Each mini-sub was 78 feet in length. The control center was 5 feet 11 inches in height. The sub displaced 46 tons submerged. It had a single periscope in front of the conning tower. There were three main sections of the sub. Front section was 17 feet and carried 2,000-pound torpedoes. Middle section was the control center for the two men. The AFT section held the electric motor and ballast tank. The shape and length was about 12 times that of a regular torpedo. And the vertical conning tower was 9 feet in height. The air ventilation was not very good, and the radio did not have the ability for long-distance communication. While the aerial attack was devastating, the mini-submarines failed in their mission. Only one made it into the harbor, and it was quickly sunk during the attack that morning. Another submarine washed ashore on the morning of December 8th, and its surviving crew member was Kazuo Sukma, was captured along with his craft. The submarine was studied and then toured the U.S. to prompt the sale for war bonds. A third submarine was observed for more than an hour before attacking the U.S. ship into the harbor. It was quickly engaged and sunk by the crew of the destroyer USS Ward. The two other mini-submarines disappeared. In 1951, one of the two missing submarines was discovered in shallow water off the entrance of Pearl Harbor. It had been partially destroyed by an internal explosive charge, probably set off by one of its crew members when they could not escape. Raised by the U.S. Navy, it was quickly taken out to sea and dumped in a deep water. The Navy felt it did not want to alarm anyone. When it was found, so it was quietly dumped into the deep water away from the main island. In 1960, the second missing submarine was discovered. It, like the other submarine, lay in shallow water near the entrance to Pearl Harbor. It was raised by the Navy, and its bow, still armed with torpedoes, was taken and dumped out in the sea like the others. The rest of the submarine, as requested of the Japanese government, was returned to Japan. The use of the mini-sub was a closely guarded secret of the Japanese Navy. So many aspects and details are still unclear, even today. It is known that 10 men who had manned these five subs were very brave and determined soldiers and knew that their return was highly unlikely. They probably felt that their mission was a crucial part of the whole attack and probably felt that it was a one-way trip, and their sacrifice glorified the Japanese determination. We must respect the courageous determination of all fighting soldiers during World War I. The use of the mini-subs was a calculated risk by the Japanese Navy and could have alerted the U.S. Navy prior to the main air attack, but that communication was lost and never reached the main command at Pearl Harbor. Many men lost their lives from that attack, but it rallied the U.S. Navy together, and the national presentation of the mini-sub forced the American people to unite and defeat the Japanese military and win the war.